Episode 4. Shalom, this is Rav Eliyahu Mitterhof. Welcome to a class in Talmud podcast. Today we're going to be doing Kedushin 2a. This is the fourth shir. We're going to be discussing the Tosfos that says Hayivum Niknes. So the Mishnah starts it like this. It says Aisha Niknes B'Shalosh Drachim. A woman is acquired in three ways. Bekoneh es atzma, and she acquires herself b'shtei drachim, in two ways. Niknes, we acquire her, b'kesef v'shtar v'bia, with money, with a document, or by living with her. So if you skip down in the Mishnah, it talks about a yivum, the wife of a brother who died without children, and she is acquired, hayivama niknes v'bia, you acquire her by living with her. Bekoneh es atzma, and she acquires herself b'chalitza, by giving her a type of a divorce that you give to a yivum, and b'misas aba a yivum. Or if the brother who just acquired her died, she also acquires herself. So the Tosfos hayivama niknes states like this: Tema, the lo tani menaina kedilayo. Why didn't we teach numbers like we taught above? In other words, by kedusha, when it says that a woman is acquired in three different ways, it says the number three. And when she acquires herself in two different ways, it says the number two. But when it comes to yivum, when it says she's acquired in one way, we didn't say the number one. And when she says she acquired herself in two ways, we don't say the number two. Why don't we say the numbers? So if you look in Dark and Gemara, where Yitzchak Konfanton, he explains on page 65 there, that a miyud, a number, is always coming to a mayit. This is a classic rule in Gemara learning. A number always coming to the limit. So if you want to limit, you want to say that a yivum is only acquired in one way, and she acquires herself in only two ways, and all the other ways are out, so you should have said the number, just like you said in the reisha. Tosfos is going to go on to explain this, but you should know that the difficulty that we have is a difficulty, according to the Ramchal, in Haggadah. It's not in the inyan itself. We don't like the way it was said. You should have said it differently. You should have said the number three. We have a problem with the communication here, not the actual inyan subject matter. So Tosfos goes on to explain, Lisna niknes b'derech echad. Let us teach a yavam is acquired in one way. V'koneh es atzma b'shtei drachim, and she acquires herself in two ways. V'komo d'mayna d'l'ayo, just like we numbered it above. V'miyute, to eliminate, k'darmina b'gemara, like the Gemara says. Which Gemara? The Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph states like this: Manayi de Reisha lemiyute mai, the number in the Reisha, what's it coming to exclude? Manayi de Seifa lemiyute mai, the number in the Seifa, what's it coming to exclude? Manayi de Reisha lemiyute chupa. The Gemara says the reason why we have a number in the Reisha by Kedushin is we want to tell you that she's koneh by kesef shtar v'bia, and she's not acquired by a chupa, by just going out under the chupa. The Rav Huna de Amar chupa koneh makal v'chomer. And according to Rav Huna, it says that a chupa is kone. So what lemiyute mai, what is it coming to exclude? Lemiyute chalipin. It's coming to exclude chalipin. We see that the numbers in the reisha by a woman are coming to mamayit, are coming to exclude other types of acquisitions. So Tosfos continues. Haimanani nami lemiyute, the reisha lemiyute kesef ishtar. Also by Yavama, which says you can only acquire a woman by living with her, that's also coming to lemayute kesef and shtar. It's also coming to eliminate the possibilities of acquiring a yivum, your brother's wife, through money or through a document. And he brings a raya from Kedushin on Daf Yud Daled. It says, Bia gamor, ve'ein kesef v'shtar gamrinin. Bia finishes the acquisition, but kesef and shtar will not finish an acquisition. It says over there, he brings the Gemara, I'll read the Gemara over there, it says, Tamad Lomar, and Devarim Kaf Hei, the Yivma, he will do Yivma with her, Bia Gomeris, but living with her, yes, will acquire her, but ain't Kesef Ishtar Gomer Gomerinim, but Kesef Ishtar will not acquire her. So since it's true that we see that also by Yivum, you need to eliminate possibilities of acquisition, which would be kesef and shtar. So also bia, it should say the Mishnah should read that a yivum is acquired in one way through bia, and the number one should be there as a miyut, just like in the reisha by when a woman is acquired in three ways, it says three coming to a mayit. Also here we have things to a mayit. So why don't we have the number? Tosfos continues. It says not only that, menayin de seifa lemiyute gamkein. Also, the Sefer in Yivam, where it says that she's acquired in two ways, through Chalitza or Mises Abal, that her husband, which is the brother, dies. So I should also have a number there. Lefuchewa, to tell you that a get does not work. Tosfos goes on, he brings the Gemara that says a get will not work by a Yivam. And Daf Yud Daled. Read Tosfos. The lo nilef makal v'chomer me'isha k'darminim b'gemara darshinin na'ila. The lo nilef makal v'chomer me'isha, we should learn from a kal v'chomer, from an isha k'darminim like gemara, like says darshinin. V'na'ila in midi achrin elo. Dafka specifically the shoe, she goes free, but not another way. Chalitza is done with a shoe. And that's the only method that's going to free this woman, besides Mises Abal. But it's you see, you need to remind, get, and the proof is from Kedushin and Dav Yud Dawad Amid Aleph. That states like this. I read the Gemara. V'tiyei Yavama Yotze Beget Makal V'Chomer. We should learn that a Yavama goes out from a get from a Makal V'Chomer. My Isha, Eishes Ish, Ein Yotze B'Chalitza. What, that a normal woman cannot go out with a Chalitza, with the shoe, Yotze Beget, but she does go out with a get. Zushi Yotze B'Chalitza. This woman, the Yivum, that goes out with a shoe, Ein Din Yotze Beget. Surely she should go out with get. So you read further down in the Gemara, it says, Eila Amakra, the Pasuk says in Devarim, Na'al, specifically with a shoe. Na'al in, shoe yes, midi achrin lo, and she does not go any other, out any other way. So Tosus' continuation of his kasha is, we also see in the Sefer in Yivum, you have to amayit. When the Mishnah said that she goes out with Chalitza and Mises Abal, it should say Shtei Drachim, it says two ways, in order to tell us that we're eliminating the possibility of get. I just want to reiterate again that we are talking about Haggadah, what the Mishnah should have said. We have sources for all these things. We know how a woman goes in, and we know how a woman goes out from Pesukim. We're not learning it from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling us over the Torah Shebiktav. The sources are in the Torah Shebiktav. This is Torah Shebapeh. Now, what should it have said? It should have said numbers in order to express these miyutim, and it didn't say the numbers. That's Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos continues and answers. He says like this. V'yesh lomer dechad demilse ein lishnos menayna. When it comes to one thing, we don't put a number. Since in the Reisha in Yivum, when she says she acquires herself, it's only in one way, through Bia, through living with her, so we don't put a number when it comes to one. We put in numbers to eliminate other possibilities, but that's when it's more than one. But it's only one, and we state the one, and we don't need to come and limit. Ah, Tosfos continues with a difficulty. It says, Afagav, Lechora difficulty. Lechora, there's a problem. Appears to be a problem. The Gabi Esrag Tanan Shave Le'ilan Begimod Rachim Le'yerak Be'derech Echad. It says Meforish on the next Daf, on Daf Beis Amid Beis, at the bottom there. It says that we taught that an Esrag is like a tree in three ways, and like a vegetable in one way. So we see that we're using the number one, even though there's only one, and we still use the number. It's interesting, it quotes like it's a Mishnah, it says Tanan, which is usually a Mishnah, but it's not really a Mishnah. It quotes in two or three different Gemaras, but I can't really find in the Mishnahs where it says this. Anyway, it's on the next Daf in Kedushin, Beis Amud Beis. So how can you now tell me that by Yavama, you do not say the number one, because there's only one in the list? We have a list of one, and we do say it by the Esrog. And Esrog is like a vegetable in one way. So Tosfos goes on to explain, it says, Hasam ba leforish devarim achlukim bo. The literal translation of this, by an esrog, we are explaining a division. So I'm going to bring the Tosfos Arush to help understand the simple Peshat in our Tosfos. Tosfos Arush has the same answer, appears to be the same answer, and it will help us to understand it. What does he say like this? Shani hasim, lefi she'etchil lishnos v'shave le'ilon pegimod rachim, hotzrik lishnot ma shehu cholek me'ilon. Since we began how an esrog is similar to a tree, we need to explain how an esrog is different from a tree. So the simple understanding will be like this. It could be, I assume, there's two possibilities. Either the Tosfos Arush is saying like Tosfos, or he's arguing with Tosfos. If the Tosfos Arush is saying like Tosfos, this would be the explanation. They're both saying that by an esrog, both numbers are coming to explain how an esrog is not like any other fruit. On the other hand, Yivam would just be a list. By an esrog, we're trying to explain you the differences between other fruits. And therefore, I need to separate it out. So therefore, I'll say one when I'm coming to separate. But in terms of a list, like Yivum, three ways, two ways that a woman is acquired, I don't use the number one. That's assuming that Tosfos Arush is agreeing with Tosfos. On the other hand, I can learn Tosfos Rosh that has its own independent answer. The question again was, why is there a number by Yasrag? So you could read Tosfos Rosh like this: Shani Hasim Lefisha Hitchil Lishnos Sheshavil Ilan in Gimel Drachim. Since we began to explain how is equal to a tree in three ways. In other words, the numbering runs the opposite direction. Our list by Ezra, we start to talk about three ways that it's similar to a tree and one way that it's different from the Elam. But since we started to say the number three, we continue with the number one. But that would mean that the Tosfos Rosh is disagreeing with Tosfos. But either way, we have an answer. So now in Tosfos, we have an unstated difficulty. The unstated difficulty is, why do we teach numbers in the next Mishnayos by slaves? I explained to you why you don't teach it by Yivum, because we don't use the number one, so we dropped it by Yivum. But when it comes to the next set of Mishnayos, why don't we start counting again? Why, what does the Mishnah say? For example, Mishnah Base, after the first Mishnah in Kedushim, says like this: Eved Ivri, Niknas Bekesef Vishtar. A Jewish slave is acquired with money or with a document, and he acquires himself with shanim by living out the 7 years of being a slave. He goes free. The yovel, or if it falls on the 49th year, the giran kesef, or if he buys himself out with the money left, he gets money somehow and he buys off his years, so he goes free. So there, you see that he's acquired with two ways and goes out in three ways. Why don't we say numbers? Also, the next Mishnah by Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani, a non-Jewish slave, Niknas Bekesef, is acquired with money, Vishtar, and with document. V'chazaka, also a chazaka. If he serves the person, takes him to the mikvah three times, so we see that that's that person's slave. He's Kani with the chazaka. V'koni esatzmo Bekesef, ayadei acherim, Vishtar, ayadei atzmo. Also, he could acquire himself with his own with money by somebody else or with a shtar. So you see also there's two ways. Why don't we have numbers in these Mishnayos? So Tosfos answers, U'ma'acher de lo tani menayin de yavama, lo chash lishnos menayin de be'evid ivri v'kanani. Since we stopped counting in yavama, so we stopped counting completely. We no longer need to count. And the second answer Tosfos gives is inami. Alternatively, mishum delo itzrik lemaisne behem menayin lemiyute mire. Since by Eved Ivri and Eved Kanani, we don't need to exclude anything, so therefore we don't have any numbers. You only need numbers when you need to exclude. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in depth. But interestingly enough, we see that we skipped over Tosfos did not have an unstated kasha by Yivum. For example, it's true that Yivam in the ratio only had one. She's only acquired in one way. But she goes free in two ways, through Chalitza or Mrs. Abal. Why didn't Tosfos have the unstated Kasha as to why a Yivam in the Seifa left off the numbers? So simply speaking, you could say that he killed two birds with one stone. By jumping to and explaining by Eved, Ramela by slaves, we Ramela explained by Yivam. Once you stopped counting, you stopped counting completely. The only thing about that is the second answer wouldn't really answer, because to say that there's nothing to exclude by slaves doesn't really answer that there's nothing to exclude by Yivam, because it's not true. In the Seifa, you had a Havamina that a Yivam could be acquired with a divorce paper. So you did need to exclude it. So the second answer wouldn't work. But the first answer would work, which is once we stop counting, we no longer count. It's also true by Yivam. But we definitely see that it's stylistic in the sense that the counting is just a question of how the Mishnah should have said something. In other words, just because we didn't say it doesn't mean we would know that a Yivum could be acquired or get. It's a fact. The fact is a woman cannot be acquired or get. It's learned from Pesukim. The question is, why did the Mishnah not put a number there? So now, according to the second answer of Tosfos, which explains why we left off the numbering in the next Mishnayos by an Eved Ivri and an Eved Kanani, and the reason is because there's nothing to exclude, comes along the Maharshoa and says, Mapitom, what are you talking about? There is something to exclude. The Maharshoa on our Tosfos says like this, Kasas Kasha, which means a small difficulty. Ha, debe Eved Ivri eklemiyuti chalipin. What do you mean there's nothing to exclude, Tosfos? We need to exclude chalipin. Kadashinin lekaman, bekesef makneso. Like we explained on Daf Chet, that said, Kesef makneso. Dafka, you acquire a slave with kesef. She'enu niknas b'toras tavu v'kelim, which means kesef specifically, and not nignas, but Torah's tevuah v'kelim, which means things, produce and things you can't acquire. The hainu chalipin, that means a bartering. You can't barter for a slave. The Maharal Shul continues, says, the hachel matinan, hachel manayin adereish lekamer lemayut chalipin. Since the fact is that it's excluded, number it here also, like we did in the Reisha to exclude chalipin. In other words, by an Isha, also it says Kesef, and Kesef has a number. And the number is coming to tell us that chalipin no, Kesef specifically does. And chalipin no. So the Marshal is left in a kesas kasha, a difficulty on the last answer of Tosfos. I want to now bring the Ramban. The Ramban is also dealing with the same problem, and he's going to answer it up in a different way. The Kedusha Rambam says like this, Hayivam niknas rabia. A yivum is acquired in by living with her. Kushi ele l'rayved, zal. Amai lo tani darachim b'yavama. The rayved has a kasha exactly like Tosfos, which is why didn't we have numbers by yavama? So the Rambam says that that problem is not even a problem. Ikel l'mifrak darachim amali l'miyute. What do we need numbers for in order to eliminate other possibilities? But by Yavam, you don't need to remove Kesef and Shtar by Yavama. Why? The cave and the Beresha, Gabi Isha, since it said in the Resha, it said a woman is acquired in three ways. Taninu. Gabi Yavama, Shiviknahu, Velokitani, Elechamaneo, Hanemiut. The miut is clear, since it says in the ratio that a woman is acquired in three ways, kesef, shtar, and bia, and when it comes to yavam, it says she's only acquired through bia, by living with her. Isn't it clear, clear as a bell, that kesef and shtar don't work? So of course we don't need numbers by yavam. It's a totally different answer than Tosfos. So the Rambam continues, v'chalifin lo etzrik l'miyutei. What about chalifin? Maybe you would think that a yivum could be acquired through chalifin. Why? The cave and the kesef lo kanila. Since kesef doesn't work, chalifin lemiute lamali. Why would I possibly think the chalifin works? Because chalifin would only work where kesef only have the possibility of working where kesef would work, where money would work. Bartering will only work where the money would work. He continues. V'dayin yesh lecha ledun gabi evad ivri. Now we're going into our new cases. What about an evad ivri? Amai lo tani dedarachin lemiute chalifin. Why there we didn't teach that we need to numbers in order to exclude chalipin? And I'll bring you a proof that is true, which we discussed before, which is Kedushin 8a. It says, Kedarmina b'gemara, Eino niknas b'toras tevuah v'kelim. You can't acquire a slave with toras tevuah v'kelim, with produce and with things. Maininu, what is that talking about? That's talking about chalipin. So bartering doesn't work. So I'm going to skip down a little bit in the Ramban. It says like this, Ikel lemein b'techalipin lo yitztarek. Here's the answer, lemiute. You don't need to take an Eved Ivri with a number out of Chalipin. Why? Kevin the Tani Reish Lemiute. Since it said in the Reisha, She'ena Baklau Kesef, Ve'en Ha'isha Niknes Bahem. Af B'Seifa Nami Lo Asi L'Rabiun Hu Baklau. Also in the Seifa, you don't need it because you didn't even think that it would be included. Since you know from an Isha that it's excluded because whenever it says Kesef, it means Kesef specifically. And it means not Kalipin. And you know that by an Isha. So also too, when it says the word Kesef here, by an Eved, same thing. So the Ramban now answered our original question. Our original question was, why are there no numbers by Yivum? The Ram holds that it's not even a question. There's no numbers by Yivam because it's simple. Since it says numbers in the Reisha by Anisha, and it says three specifically, and Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. As long as you now list just Kesef, or just Bia by a Yivum, so you know the other two are excluded. It's simple. And he doesn't have the problem of Tosfos, who answered a different answer, which was the reason why we don't have by Yivum a number is because there's only one way to acquire her, so we don't say the number. But Tosfos got himself into hot water by Esrog, because Esrog has the number one. So he has to explain why Esrog is different. The Rambam doesn't have that problem. The Rambam says it's not because of the number one, it's just simply because you don't need Miyutim, because it's simple. We can learn from the Reisha that everything else that's not stated is excluded. The Rambam also gets around the Kasha of the Maharsha. The Kasha of the Maharsha was on Tosfos because Tosfos wanted to explain why the reason we do not say by an Eved Ivri numbers was because there's nothing to exclude. Maharsha had a problem with that. What do you mean there's nothing to exclude? You have to exclude Chalipin. But the Rambam explained, no, Chalipin is excluded because we learn it from Isha. Just like when we said Kesef by an Isha, it means not Chalipin. So too here when we say Kesef by an Eved, it means not Chalipin. There's a shtickle problem here because you can actually use that answer for Tosfos also. It's not a contradiction to Tosfos. In other words, when Tosfos said there was nothing to exclude, that was because there is nothing to exclude because it's Peshitta, because since we know that it says the word Kesef, so it means not Chalipin. Some people I read in the Sefer want to say, because of that, maybe the Maharsha didn't see the Ramban. Usually we don't like to say such things, but it seems a bit problematic here. Another way to learn, which might be a little bit radical, which is the answer at the end of Tosfos, when he said there's nothing to exclude, is a goof of the Rambam. In other words, coming to answer the original question. The original question, why by Yivum don't we say numbers? So the answer is there's nothing to exclude, which is basically what the Ramban said. Since we know that Kesef, Shtar, and Bia are specific, very specific, and if you only say one of them, you only mean one of them, therefore there's nothing to exclude. And Tosfos' last answer, which is the Inami, is not coming to answer the question that we had on slaves. It's coming to the answer of the original question. One thing, it's a little bit doch that Tosfos would be so cryptic to just put down in those words, Inami mishum deloit srik lemasnisin behem lemainim liyute mide. It's a kind of a very short version of the Ramban. It's a little bit hard to say that that's what Tosfos meant. He referred to the Rambam. If that would be true, obviously we wouldn't have the kash of the Maharsha. So the Maharsha was not learning the Tosfos like that. The Maharsha was learning the last answer is an answer to the difficulty as to why don't we say numbers by slaves. And lechora, he didn't know the Ramban's answer to this problem. On the other side, the downside of the Ramban's Peshat is it's a little bit dochek because now it means we're learning everything from the Yukim. In other words, it only says the number 3 in the Reisha that a woman is a koni because of Shtar Babiya, and she konis herself in two ways, three ways and two ways. And then all the rest of the Mishnayos have to learn from there that if you only choose one of those, the other ones are excluded. That's a bit dochek, and it gives strength to Tosfos' answer is the reason why we stopped counting because we only count when there's more than one. Okay, that's it for this week's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Bezrat Hashem will be doing another shiur soon in Kiddush.